सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देव महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः
In our last session we have seen Lord Narayan has come to the gate where Sanak Sanandan Sanatan and Sanat Kumar were obstructed by Jay and Vijay, two doormen. They didn't allow. So the Sanat Kumara, they got angry and cursed Dwarpal that your swabhav, your nature is not sama, it is visam swabhava. You are not fit for Vaikuntha, you have to go to lower loka. When they heard this, the Dwarpal caught hold of their feet and said, please have mercy on us. They didn't ask that you don't send us to the lower loka, but please bless us so that our mind is always with the Lord. At that time, Narayan comes in after the curse has happened. He didn't come early. When the commotion was going on at that time, he didn't come because he wanted that way. So he came, and how he came? He came with Lakshmiji. And with his all attendants and everything, they were there and addressed, told this Sanat Kumar that these two doormen are Jay and Vijay. They are my devotees. And the curse which you have given is right. I approve. He didn't say, you have got no right to curse my servant. They are my servant. You should have waited for me. Approved it. And after that, he says something which is glorifying Brahman. Glorifying Brahman. He says the Brahmans are the param devta for him. They are aradhya. Even for Narayan, he is saying himself, Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Lord is saying about that Brahmans. Then he said, in loka, he said, whatever they have done, it is done by me. Whatever wrong has been done, disrespect shown to you, I consider that it is done by me because I am their master. And he gives a reference in the loka also, if any servant does anything, the kirti or the fame of the master is tarnished. Suppose there is a very famous person and his servant does something very wrong, heinous crime. So everybody will say, oh, such person's servant has done this thing. So the kirti, the fame of that person is tarnished by that. So Lord feels that they have tarnished my kirti. Dwarpal, they have tarnished my kirti. Did we chant six earlier?
Yasya mritamalaya shravanavagaha sadhya punati jagada swapachad vikuntaha soham bhavad pyaupalapta sutirtha kirtihi Chindyam swabahum apiva pratikula vrittim.
Now Lord says, yasya of whom amrita amal yasa. Amrita means immortal. Amal, very pure. Mal means impurity. Amal means pure. Amal. Yasa glory sarvana avagaha. Avagaha means entering. The glory or the kirti or the leela of Bhagwan when enters through your ears. Sadhya punati, immediately you get purified. Sadhya means immediately. Punati. Punati means you get purified. And who the people get purified in Jagat? Who are that? Swapach. Swapachat. Swapachat means a person who eats dog's meat is considered to be the lowest person, because the dog is very faithful to his master. And if you kill that and eat, he is considered very, very low type of person. Swapachat. Even such person, or Swapachat you can say chandal. Even a chandal, if he hears about the glory of the Lord, he gets purified immediately. Immediately purified. And he becomes without any anxiety, Vikuntha. Lord says, very beautiful thing is going to say now. Saha aham bhavadaya upalabdha. That thing, that power, I got it from you, from Brahman. Saha aham bhavada, bhavada from you. Bhavada upalabdha. I obtained this power from you only, from Brahman. How is that? Sutirtha kirti. Sutirtha means pure tirtha. Kirti, fame. So I got this because of you. Why? How you got from Brahmans? Because only Brahmans narrate this thing. Guru Gobind dohu khade kake lagu paaye, Balihari Guru aapki, Gobind diyo bataye. Gobind tells, are Guru will tell you. So Brahman tells the katha, not other person will tell. So the glory which the Lord is getting is because of Brahman. If Brahman is not there, who is going to glorify? Therefore, he is saying, you see the Brahman. I got this kirti by listening to my katha. Even a chandal gets purified immediately. This kirti, this fame, I got because of you. Because of Brahmans. Because they narrate katha, all the kathas. Then he says, chindyam swabahum api va pratikula vrittim. Chindyam, I will cut. I will destroy any person who would disrespect Brahman. And if required, if my hand goes against Brahman, I will cut my hand also. See? Chindyam, cut. Swabahum api. Swabahu, my own bahu. Api, also. Vah pratikula vrittim, if it is acting against you. See how much he is protecting Brahman. So anyone in whole world down to Parya, in immediately purified by a dip taken through ear into the nectar of my unsullied glory. But it is because of Brahman I have derived this highly sanctified renown. Because of Brahman I got this. I will destroy anyone who works against you, even if he be Devta protecting the world. So even if their subordinate Devta are doing something wrong, so he will destroy them also. Meaning, this Dwarpal, although they are my devotees, Bhakta, I will take action against them also. And these Devtas are like his right hand. I will not hesitate to chop off my arm if its conduct is found to be horrible to you, hostile to you. Okay. So even my hand acts against you, I will cut it. Acha, Bhagwan did not say here, you have got no right to punishment to my servant. On the other hand, he is praising and telling the Brahmins are praiseworthy. In chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita also, we find similar thoughts.
अपि चेत सुदुराचारो भजते माम अनन्य भाक साधुरेव स मंतव्य सम्यक व्यवसितो ही स अपि चेत सदुराचार ए वेरी बिकट पर्सन सदुचार वेरी बिकट पर्सन भजते इफ ही वर्शिप मी माम अनन्य भाग बाय अनस्वेवरिंग भक्ति सिंगल पॉइंटेड कंसंट्रेटेड भक्ति साधुरेव स मंतव्य कंसीडर हिम टू बी राइटियस पर्सन A very wicked person started bhakti, then immediately consider him a sadhu. Earlier he was asadhu, now he is sadhu. Mantavya, consider him. Samyak vyavasthito hi sa, and he has rightly resolved that I will be now bhakta.
Chipram bhavati dharmatma, chipram bhavati dharmatma. Immediately, very fast he will become dharmatma. Who? That same wicked person. Tipram bhavati dharmatma. Saswat shantim nigacchati. And he will attain saswat shanti. Eternal peace he will get. Kaunte hai pratijanihi. O Arjun, know it for certain. Na me bhakta pranishyati. My devotee will never perish. This is one of the written promise by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita, na me bhakta pranasyati, my devotee will never perish. Same thing here, even if Chandal hears about my leela, he gets purified. Similarly here, I would say, sadhuracharo, even a very wicked person, if he starts worshipping Lord with single-pointed mind, then he will be considered a sadhu, and he will get eternal peace. So if any person of the low caste, if he becomes bhakta, he should not be considered now low caste. Should not be considered low caste. So you see, there are two types of relationship. One is relationship from the body level, another is the relationship from the spirit level. So from a body level, a person can be a pariya or a chandal or a low caste, a sudra. But from the spirit level, if he evolves, if he is connected to the Lord, Sudurachara has connected to the Lord by worship, by bhakti, then don't consider him now Sudra. He should be considered as bhakta. Should be considered as bhakta. That means spiritual relationship is greater than the physical thing, because he has evolved. Outer garment, by outer body, we say he is Sudra, or he is Kshatriya, Vaishya, Brahmana. But what is more important is the internal thing. When we see idol of Radha Krishna here, made of marble, we don't say it is marble murti. We say Radha Krishna, is Bhagwan. Outer garment is inferior. It is only stone, or it can be a wooden, or brass, or ashtadhatu. But we are not seeing that. We are seeing the eternal thing in it. Internal thing in it, that means the Atman. That is why we are worshipping Lord. Similarly, in the case of Sudra, if he becomes Bhakta, see the Bhakta, not the Sudra body. That is more important. And even a Bhakta, sometimes he acts like a Sudra, then at that time, ignore that. It may so happen. Because of the Sudra body, because of his characteristic as a Vaishya or as a Kshatriya, he may act as a Vaishya businessman, act as a Brahman or act as a Sudra. Don't consider that at that time, because he is a Bhakta now. So Lord declares he is ready to give protection to a Bhakta even if there is need to cut off the part of his own body also. He will protect. Same thing what we have studied is just seen in Bhagavad Gita, na me bhakta pranishyati. So it is because of you, holy man, now he is saying, that the holy water of my name and Leela have come to possess that extraordinary sanctity by virtue of which even one dip in it can purify the lowest of the low. That being the case, I will destroy anyone who works against you, even it be Devta protecting the world, who are to me like my right hand. So Lord will take care of Bhakta.
Yat sevaya charana padma pavitra renum sadyakshatakshilamalam pratilabdha shilam na srir viraktam apimam vijahati asyaha prikshalavarthaitare niyaman vahanti.
Yat sevaya, yat means of whom, sevaya means by the service to Brahman.
Because of that service, Charana Padma Pavitra Renum, Charana Padma, lotus feet, and Pavitra Renum, Renum is dust, dust of my feet has become so sacred because I am serving Brahma. Sadda Chata, Sadda means immediately, Chata means wiped out, Akhil Malam, all mala, all impurities. Not only that, if you listen to Bhagavad Katha, the mala goes, the impurities goes, and pratilabdha seelam, and you get the seal. Seal means the good nature you get. So sins are destroyed, and by listening to the Katha, Leela of Bhagavan, we get the seal. Good conduct we also get. Not only that, Sri Viraktamapi, Sri Lakshmi, Viraktamapi, although I am not attached, Sri Lord Narayan himself is saying, it's not that he doesn't love Lakshmi, he loves, but Virakta. Always he will say this thing, love your kith and kin, but don't get. How you have to stay? Virakta. Sri Virakta. I am with Sri, but I am unattached. So love without attachment is what is expected from all of us. Sri Viraktam api mam vijahati yasya. And she does not leave me. Although I am Virakta, but she never leaves me. She never leaves me. Yasya prachalavarthe itare niyaman bhanti. Yasya Lakshmi ji. Yasya prachalavarthe,
for obtaining slight favor. People want favor from Lakshmi ji, na? Thoda sa ek bar dekho, ma.
They want some favor. And for that, what they do? Niyaman. Niyaman. They do lot of puja, vows, vrata. Just to get little bit of favor from Lakshmi ji. And how I am related to Lakshmi ji? I love her, but I virak. गीता की से आप लोगों की सेवा करने से ही मेरी चरण रज को ऐसी पवित्रता प्राप्त हुई है. आप लोगों की सेवा, because I am serving you. Lord says, because I am the servitor of my devotees, my lotus feet have become so sacred that they immediately wipe out all the sins, and I have acquired such a disposition that Sri Lakshmi does not leave me. Even though I have no attachment for her. No attachment for her. So even if you love your spouse and remain detached, they are not going to leave you.
Only thing, love should be there. But it should be detached. And others praise her beauty and observe sacred vows to secure from her even a slight favor. Now, what is the deeper meaning?
See, he said, Bhakta thinks that he is elevated spiritually because of the good qualities by the grace of the Lord. I have become devotee. That means I have got the good quality. By whose grace? Lord's grace. Because of Lord's grace, I have got the good qualities. And same way, Lord feels that it is because of the bhakti his transcendental glories have increased. Lord thinks because the bhakta are there. If bhakta is not there, then who is going to worship me? Nobody will worship me. So I am getting this power because of the bhakti of my bhakta, my devotees. Therefore, bhakti is always anxious to serve Lord, and Lord is always anxious to serve bhakta. Two ways. Lord is always anxious to serve devotees, and devotees are always anxious to serve Lord. In Gita also it comes. You worship Lord, Lord will take care of you. It is exchange.
Lord admits that the bipadarajab of a devotee becomes great personality. By the dust of the feet of the lotus feet of the Lord, a devotee becomes a great devotee. Greatness is attained because of love of Lord toward bhakta. Greatness is because of his love toward the bhakta. Bhakti is worshipping Lord. Lord is serving bhakta. So greatness is attained by devotion. So this greatness is attained because of the love of Lord toward the bhakta. Lakshmiji is also a bhakta. She is constantly serving Lord. Constantly serving Lord. Because of this love toward the Lakshmi, she does not leave. But how is Narayan? Virakta. Narayan loves Lakshmiji, but unattached. Therefore, Lakshmiji never leaves him. People do lot of tapas, brat, puja for getting favor of Sri Lakshmi. So, do you all agree that we can love without attachment? Our love is always with attachment. That creates problem. Attachment is the poison part in the love. So we have to love without attachment. Then he further says,
Naham tathadmi yajamana havirvitane Stotat grita plutamadan hutabum mukena Yad brahmanasya mukatas charato nughasam Stustasya mahira vahitair nijakarma pakai.
Naham, not I. Tatha, on the other hand, Admi. Admi means I eat. So Narayan says, I eat. First thing. How eat? He said, Yajman Habir Bitane. Yajman, when we are doing the karma kand, then there is a Yajman and there is a Brahman, there is a priest. And they are putting oblation in the fire. So Yajman Habi means oblation, Bitane in the sacrificial fire. Chodat means pouring, grita pluta. Grita means ghee. Pluta means mixed with some other thing. When we pour oblation, there are several materials we pour into the fire. Adana, I eat, hatabhunga mukhena, and I eat from the mouth of fire. Fire is the carrier of all the things we put in the fire, oblation. If you are doing a puja of any devta, fire is the speed post. Patapat, it will go to Bhagwan. So one way of feeding Narayan is fire. Ek mukh. Which one is the second mouth? He says, Yat brahmanasya mukhata mukha charatam anughasam. Brahman's mukha, if Brahman is eating, if you are giving bhojan or bhiksha to Brahman, Charatam anughasam, morsels. Anughasam means morsels. Tustasya. Tustasya means I am satisfied. Mai avahitai. Mai to me. Avahitai means offered. So whatever you offer to Brahman, he says that satisfies him more than the oblation given in the fire. So Lord takes food in two ways. Number one, through fire. Number two, through Brahman. Which one he prefers? Brahman. Why Brahman? Nija karma pakai? Because they have given up the fruit of action. They are doing karma yoga. They are doing karma yoga. Their mind and senses are controlled. That is why they are called Brahman. Lord says, this is all glory of Brahman, he is telling. In this part, he is glorifying Brahman. I do not enjoy oblations offered in Yajna, which is one of my own mouth, with the same relish as I do the delicacies of overflowing with ghee, which are offered to the mouth of the Brahman, who have dedicated to me karmaphal, and who are satisfied with my prasad. So what Brahman does first? The moment he gets food, what he does? Om Brahma Arpanam Brahma Havi Brahma Agno Brahmanam, offers to Lord, make it a prasad. Then he eats. So two ways Lord eats, oblation in the fire, and another is the mouth of Brahman. But I love to eat food through the mouth of Brahman. That is his preference. Therefore, bhiksha to Brahman is considered punya. Many people do not understand the science behind it. Why bhiksha to Brahman? Hum kyun khilayega Brahman ko? Yes, Brahman means what? That we have seen many times. Brahman who was born in the Brahman family, no doubt they have some certain guns in the past life. That is why they are born in Brahman family. But after birth, they can become a Sudra, they can become a Vaishya, they can become a Kshatriya. Then there is no Brahman gun. But a person born in the Sudra family or the Vaishya family or the Kshatriya family can become Brahman. And in Gita, we have already seen Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Lord has created all these things because of Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, because of the proportion of Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. So if a person is Sattva Guna Pradhan, he is a Brahman. One who knows Brahman is a Brahman. One who is studying Veda is a Brahman. One who is born in a Brahman family is a Brahman. So feeding a Brahman is a punya. In Hindi it is said, Jo apne sampurna karmaphal mujhe arpan kar sada santusht rehte hain,
Brahman is better than 100,000 sacrifices. So feeding Brahman is better than 100,000 sacrifices. So some substance of this verse is that I prefer eating through Brahman than fire. More.
विप्रांस्तु कोनं विषहेत यदर्हनाभ्य सद्य पुनाति सह चंद्रललाम लोकान
ये साम मिस ऑफ ब्राह्मण विभम विभमर विभम अहम विभमी अहम विभम मींस आई एम द मास्टर आई एम द मास्टर ऑफ व्हाट How that yoga? Akhand, unbroken, Vikuntha, unobstructed. He has got the absolute power on Maya. Maya. And the vibhuti opulence of Amala Angagri Raja. Amala. Amala means pure. Angri Raja. Dust of the feet of Yisam of that Brahman. Lord says, is the Lord? Lord is that who is the owner, master of Yoga Maya. There are two types of power, we'll see that. Viprastu kona visayate yat. So who will not bear whatever the Brahman says? This Brahman has cursed. Okay, I have to support. I take the dust of the feet of the Brahman or my head, and this Brahman has cursed my servants. Okay, theek hai. Yad arhanambha sadya punati saha chandra lalam lokan. And the charnamrit Gangaji. Gangaji is the charnamrit of Lord. He said this charnamrit purifies the Lord Shiva because he has Ganga comes first to his head. So he purifies Lord Shiva also. And others also. So everybody is purified by that. It is all because of I serve Brahman. It purifies. So I am master of my unobstructed internal energy, and the water of Ganga is the remnant left after my feet are washed. That water sanctifies three worlds along with Lord Shiva, who bears it on his head. If I can take the dust of the feet of the Vaishnava or Brahman on my head, who will refuse to do the same? Glorification of. So there are two powers of Lord, Yoga Maya. One is the spiritual power. That spiritual power is never reduced, diminished, or destroyed. Another is material power. Material power always changing, perishing. In the world, you have to see the whole everything is changing and perishing. But the spiritual power, it remains as it is. It is constant. There is no change. Both power has come from Lord only. So Lord has got two powers. One is the Maya Shakti and the Atma Shakti. Atma Shakti is the power of Satchidananda. That is always one and same. There is no decay in that. In Satchidananda, there is no change, there is no vikar, there is no modification in that. And other power is the Maya, Yoga Maya. With that Yoga Maya, the whole world is created. How is this whole world? It is changing and perishing constantly. So both are owned by Lord. Akhandanand Maharaj says, whole world is purified by my Charnamrita. Whole world is purified by my Charnamrita, by Ganges, three words, including Lord Shiva. But I am purified by the dust of feet of Brahman. Who is greater? Lord is saying, I get purified by the dust of the feet of Brahman. And by my Charnamrit, all three worlds, including Lord Shiva, gets purified.
Bhutana labdha sharanani cha veda buddhya drakshanti yagakshat drishoya vimannavastan. Oh, ye me na? Ye me tanur dijavaran duhatir madiya. Bhutanya labdha sharanani cha bheda buddhya drakshanti yagakshat drishoya birmanyavastan vidharusha mama kushanti yad dandanetu.
Ye, which person? Me. Me means my. Tanu means body. Lord says, these are all my bodies. From the standpoint of the Lord, every being, all each and every person is only Bhagwan itself in different forms. Why? Because the Atman in all beings is one and same. So we are all Brahman with different shapes, but we are all Brahman. We don't know that. So Lord here takes the name of only two. Dvijavaran.
Dvijavaran means Dvij means Brahman. Varan means the best Brahman. Brahman and Duhati. Duhati means cow. Duhati means cow. Madhya. Madhya means they are related to me. They are my body only. not only Bhutani, all of the Sarnani. Bhutani means all Jiva, all of the Sarnani, shelterless. Those who do not have shelter, my body only. So Bheda Buddhya Drachanti Aghachadrasho. But Ved Buddhi, we are seeing differences. Oh, Brahman is different from me. Cow is different from me. Unsheltered persons are different from me. Why are we seeing that? Lord says, because of Agha Chat Drisho, because of our impaired vision, because of our sin. Agha means sin. Because of our Papa. Papa means our Vasna. Because of our Agyan, we are seeing differences. Actually, there is no difference. He ahi manyava. He ahi manyava. Ahi means snake. Manyava means angry. He ahi manyava tan. Gridhan rusamam kusanti adhidandanetu. Gridhan means vulture. Like vulture kills snake or tears snake. Similarly, dandanetu, adhidandanetu. Adhidandanetu means the one who is the superintendent of giving punishment, that means Yamaraj. So Yamaraj will take care of you if you see Veda Buddhi. Veda Buddhi in Brahman, cow, that means I am that. I am Brahman. I am cow. I am all this Daridra, unsheltered people. I am that. So the Brahman, the cow and defenseless creatures are my own body. Those whose faculty of judgment has been impaired by their own sin look upon these as distinct from me. They are just like furious serpents, and they are torn apart by the bills of the vulture, like messengers of Yamaraj, the superintendent of sinful persons. So Yamaraj will come and sinful persons will be punished, like a vulture punishes a snake. Why they will be punished? Because they are not seeing rightly. They have got Visham Buddhi. They are thinking that Brahman is different from me. Cows are different from me. Who are defenseless creatures? The scripture says cow, Brahman, children, women, old people. But Lord has taken only two names here, Brahman and cow. Duhuti means cow. Cow is supposed to be the daughter of sun god. Cow is supposed to be daughter of sun god, Surya Bhagwan. Children are taken care of by parents. Old people are also taken care of by children. And women are taken care of by father, second, husband, third, children, grown-up children. So you will find from birth to death, women are protected by either father, husband, and thereafter, children. And for helpless creatures, guardians should take care. So Yamaraj will take care of those people who don't see this way. So Sankadi are Brahman. Who can offend? Who can offend you? You are my body. One who does not see me in you, he suffers. This point, Jay and Vijay could not see in Sanak Sanandan Sanatan. They are Brahman. How they are Brahman? Brahma Janati Iti Brahman. One who knows Brahma, he is Brahman. And they were Tattvaveta, it was said earlier. They were Jnani. They knew in essence that they are Brahman. But first time they are seeing Swagun Sakar. Narayan they are seeing. So they were Jnani. But Jaya Vijaya never knew that they are Jnani. And Lord says, their body is me only. So Dwarpal have disrespected me. From Bhagavad Gita also in the last class I told you, Jnani is Atma of Bhagwan. he has written three paths for Jnani. But for Arth, Artharthi and Jigyasu, he said they are Udara. Only one word. But for Jnani, he has written three paths in a slope. What is the difference between Jnani and these three? Aap log bhul gaye, I told you in the last class. No, they are Udara means they are desire, they have got the desire. Artha, Artharthi and Jigyasu, they have got desire. Artha means Dukhi. He goes to Bhagwan, Bhagwan, mera Dukh dur karo. He desires something. Artharthi, he is not Dukhi, he is not sorrowful, but he wants ek aur makan de do. Artharthi. Jigyasu, he has also some desire. I want to know you. But whereas the Jnani, Jnani has got no desire. Therefore, Bhagwan says, Jnani is my Atma. There is no difference between a Brahman and a Bhagwan. It's one and same. So, Jai Vijay missed this point. Therefore, their Sabhav was Visam. It was not some Sabhav. Visam Sabhav was there. Therefore, they were cursed by four Kumaras.
ये ब्राह्मणान् मयि धिया क्षिपतो अर्चयन्तः स्तुष्यद्धृतस्मितसुदक्षितपद्मवक्त्राः वाण्यानुरागकलयात्मजवद् गृह्णन्तः सम्बोधयन्तहं बाहुम् उपहृतस्तैः.
It is said here, if even in the face of insult by a Brahman, even if you are insulted by a Brahman, a person seeing my presence in Brahman, if you have got this knowledge, Brahman is insulting you or cursing you. In the case of Parikshit also, we have seen a Brahman cursed. And remains joyful at heart. Puts on a smiling face and speaks to him words full of love as they would do to me or his children. By such a person, I am attracted. Lord is attracted by a person who, even when cursed by a Brahman, still is joyful, smiling, and is not insulting Brahman. Somebody is cursing you, Brahman is cursing you, your face will be definitely not smiling, not joyful at heart. But Bhagwan is saying that you should be like this. Why? Because I am present in that Brahman. I am present. Later on he is going to say that it is my wish that they cursed you. He will clearly say. Lord Narayan will clearly say to Jai Vijay, it was my wish. They got angry and cursed. So Brahman are representative of Narayan. When Brahman curse, it should be taken smilingly and mild treatment. Do not use harsh words toward Brahman. Jai Vijay did not use harsh words. Did you see that? Even when they were cursed, they went and surrendered, held their plea that our mind should be always with the Lord. Please give us this much of blessing. We are ready to take your punishment, ready to go to the lower world. But see that our mind is there always. So nowadays somebody says, coined Daridra Narayan and Atithi Narayan. Daridra Narayan is unprotected. Daridra means a poor person. Actually speaking, everybody is Narayan only. Is it not so? Everybody is Narayan. We say Atithi is Narayan, Daridra is Narayan. But what is the difference between Brahman Narayan, Daridra Narayan, Atithi Narayan? They all are Narayan. What is the difference? Thoda socho, you will get answer. Brahman is Brahman, Brahmavit is Brahman. He knows Lord.
Daritra Narayan, Atithi Narayan may be ignorant. They may not be knowing. But they are Narayan, no doubt. Now people give more preference to Daridra Narayan than Brahman Narayan. Is it not so? What is the difference? See, think.
Tanme swabhartum avasayam alakshamano yusmatavyatikramagatim pratipadya sadyah bhuyo mamantikamitam tadanugraho me yat kalpatam achirato bhritayor vivasah.
Lord says, these servants of mine have transgressed against you, not knowing the mind of their master. They have disrespected, they have crossed their limit. I shall therefore deem it a favor done to me if you order that although reaping the fruit of their transgression, they may return to my presence soon and the time of their exile from my abode may expire before long. Who is praying to whom? Lord is praying to Brahman. For your punishment, they will go down. So my request, Lord's request to Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Kumar is that please forgive them. Their stay in the lower world should be short. Should be short. Only this much. What so? Na me bhakta pranasyati. Na me bhakta pranasyati. My devotees will not perish. So we should note here the concern of Bhagwan for Bhakta. He wants them to return to Vaikunth as early as possible. Normally it is seen whosoever gives curse, if he is requested, then he should take into consideration what the request is. Normally. Now a question comes, are really Brahmins are more superior to Narayan? Can Narayan not take action? Oh, he has already taken action. It has to come via Brahman. He has already suggested, according to your curse, they will go down. But I want them to come back as quickly as possible. Thus, Vaikuntha Bhakta never falls. Lord protects them. Lord will always protect. It can be assumed that there cannot be any misunderstanding between Lord and Bhakta. The Lord took the responsibility of the Dwarpal on himself and requested the sages to give them facilities to return to Vaikunth as soon as possible. Earlier we have seen, Narayan has said that they are my servants, so whatever disrespect they have shown, it is my fault. I take all the responsibility of So Bhagwan here showers grace and tells, already grace has been showered on this Jay and Vijay, that you are going to the lower world, but you will come back soon. So this is Akhandanand Maharaj says, precedence is created by Bhagwan. Lord forgives even the greatest offense of offending a bhakt. Earlier we have seen offending a bhakt is the greatest offense. That also Bhagwan forgives. And where was that committed? In Vaikunth itself. Disrespect was shown at the gate of Vaikunth. So they will be born three times and Lord will take birth four times. One Mahatma said beautifully, Narayan is being served by so many bhaktas whole day and night. Sarve khali puja ho rahi hai. Everybody is serving. He gets bored. Sometimes he wants to fight. To fight karne se kya karna hoga? So he has to send some of the bhakta in some other form. I want to fight with you. And then again both of us will come back. Okay? Otherwise the whole 24 hour, 365 days, everybody serving Narayan. So Man Mahatma says that this is because he wanted to fight with Jai Vijay. So they are coming in the form of Hiranaksha, Hiranyakashipu, and the second birth will be Ravan and Kumbhakarna, and third Dantavakra, three times. And how many times the Lord has to take? Four times. For killing Hiranyaksha, Baraha avatar. And then Hiranyakashipu, Narsingh avatar. For Ravan and Kumbhakaran, Ram avatar. For Dantavakra and Sisupal. So they will take birth three times and Lord will come four times. See? To protect. Now Kumaras are apologizing to Lord. Sanat Kumar also, the four Kumar they will apologize to Lord.
Brahmo vacha atha tasvasatim devim rishikulyam saraswatim na aswadya mannu dashtanam tesham atma api atriptaya atripyata.
So Brahma is talking to Devtas. The dialogue was going between Brahmaji and Devtas. All Devtas came to Brahmaji. Why? The whole world was dark. Why it was dark? Because of the brilliance of the seed in the womb of Diti. Because of the brilliance of the sun has also diminished. So they have come all to Brahmaji, and Brahmaji is narrating the whole story. Now again Brahmaji is telling to Devtas. Hearing the charming, auspicious and mantra-like words of the Lord, the Rishi, though agitated by anger, the anger was there in the mind of four Kumaras. They got angry, and it was because of the wish of Lord. They got angry and they gave curse also. Relished it so much that they still felt unsatiated by it. Whatever Lord has said was a mantra, whatever praises he had done to Brahman, they listened, all they listened, but they are not tripta, unsatiated. They were very good words, but unsatiated. Not only that, next.
Tim Vyadaya Sunvanto Lagdim Gurvartha Gauharam Vigyaya Gadha Gambhiram Navidustat Chikirshitam.
Satim is excellent. Vyadaya, reception. Srinavanto, hearing. Brahman, the Sanat Kumaras, were hearing whatever they heard. Lagdim, properly conjured. Guru Artha Guhyaram. Guhya Artha means its momentum, earth is import, difficult to understand. Whatever Lord Narayan said in praise of Brahman was very deep, and these four Kumaras, they are unable to understand the import of that. Why Narayan is saying to Brahman, please forgive them. He is asking, I think, something from Brahman. This is a deep import. Vigahya, pondering. Agad, deep. Gambhira is grave. Na vidu, we are not able to understand. Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan Kumar could not understand what Narayan said. Chikirsitam, the intention behind the all thing what Sri Narayan said was not known or understood by four Kumaras. Who is saying? Brahmaji is saying. Brahmaji is saying, my children could not understand what Bhagwan said to them. It has got a deep import. What is that deep import? They will ask this question. Sanak Sanandan Sanatan, they will ask Lord, why you are saying like that? What is the meaning of this? One more, we'll see.
Te yogam mayaya arabdha paramashtimo mohadayam prochu panjalayo vipra prahishtashu vivyatvachah.
These four Brahman sages, Kumaraj, were extremely delighted to behold him, Lord Narayan, and they experienced thrill throughout their body. There was horripilation. And then they spoke to Lord as follows. The Lord had revealed multi glories of the Supreme Personality through the internal potency, Yoga Maya. First, the Sanak Sanandana Sanatana were puzzled. A bhakti is puzzled. When in front of you the Lord Supreme is standing, you become puzzled. Like when we go for an interview, even if you are a great scholar, but you feel a little bit puzzled. Kya puchhe, kya puchhe. Similarly, they are puzzled. But they will ask question to Bhagwan, what is the meaning of this? Why did you say like this? That we will see in our next class.
Purnamadam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari